The German parliament has voted to extend military deployment to Afghanistan for another year. 424 lawmakers voted in favor of the mandate, 107 voted against, while 38 legislators abstained from voting. For the first time, the government aims to reduce troop size from a current maximum of 5,350 to 4,900 soldiers.
This reduction is the result of what we have achieved so far. Last year, Afghan authorities began talking over security responsibility in their own country, in regions where we have laid the foundations. By 2014, this transition should be completed.
Germany is the third largest troop contributor to the US-led NATO mission in Afghanistan. Despite broad public opposition, Parliament has continued to back the military deployment with a large majority. The Greens, for the first time though, did not support the government's plans.
You're announcing that maybe, if circumstances allow it, a further 500 soldiers might be withdrawn. There's absolutely no conclusive plan. Your concept is incomprehensible. Clarity is clearly something else.
About 100,000 German soldiers have served in Afghanistan. 53 died, thousands returned traumatized. The development has so far cost the German economy at least 5.5 billion euros, money that could have been put to better use, the Left Party argued, calling the war a great mistake from the very beginning.
Nothing has been done to help the Afghan population. Hunger, misery, poverty, all are increasing. It's unbearable. We need to draw the line and end this war immediately. And for that, the military needs to leave Afghanistan without delay.
The opposition calls the deployment an ongoing occupation of a faraway country. Defense Minister Lothar de Maizière has already hinted that troops might be needed beyond 2014. Parliament has approved the government's Afghanistan mandate. German soldiers will continue their deployment for another year. But support is shrinking as many opposition MPs don't find the reduction of troop size convincing. Stefan Herrmann, Press TV, Berlin.